Welcome to Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays. And now your host, Laura Nelson.
Today on Quality Cast, I'm excited to be talking with Dr. Ted Schroeder, a livestock marketing economist at Kansas State University. Dr. Schroeder recently got to mediate a panel discussion down in Denver at the annual meeting of the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association. Now, that symposium focused on the vertical coordination in the evolving high-quality beef market. Attendees of that session listened to several experts from different segments of the beef industry really explain some of those industry and marketing trends. Two of those panelists up for discussion were Mark McCauley of Certified Angus Beef and Dr. John Lawrence of the Iowa State University. Now, Dr. Schroeder is going to share with us a little bit about how those two speakers established where that demand for quality beef is coming from and some of the other highlights from their first two presentations of that day.
The first important and interesting component there that I think Mark did a very nice job of illustrating is that indeed the demand for high-quality product. He documented the demand for high-quality product being a growing segment and a branded product, specifically with Certified Angus Beef, appearing to have pretty strong demand growth. So it was the documentation there that helped sort of illustrate that this high-quality market is indeed a real market growth area for the consumers, and it sort of provided credibility to the entire story of, well, why are we even spending time on this? Then John Lawrence and his cohorts at Iowa State came in with saying, okay, if this is what the consumer wants, what's the feedlot need to do in order to supply this? And so his analysis was, you know, what's it take to do that? Is there a profitability enhancement opportunity for actually incurring that higher cost and getting to that higher marbling level that would fit a, for example, a Certified Angus Beef sort of specification? And so John showed that indeed there's strong profit opportunity there for targeting marbling. The consumer's calling for it. The feedlot has the opportunity to target that as a profit opportunity. Step next into Lance Zimmerman's work he and I are doing on reviewing what's happening in the major feeder cattle auction markets, in particular looking at the superior livestock market to see whether pricing opportunities are there for cow-calf producers that are targeting their calves to feedlots who are going for those high quality markets. The issue here is that run-of-the-mill commodity cattle don't necessarily fit well into the higher quality markets, but certain management practices and especially factors that producers can do to better manage their cattle to have them have a higher probability of attaining those high-quality markets. So animals that are obviously come into the feedlot in better condition, are better preconditioned, have better vaccination programs, have better genetics, and all of those factors also increase the probabilities or the chances that those animals are going to produce a higher quality. And finally, then, Joe Parcell, University of Missouri, looked at some ongoing work they've had with, say, okay, well, if these quality attributes are here, in addition to the management things, what kinds of things can the cow-calf sector do to actually impact the genetic makeup of those animals? And indeed, as you get to, modern technologies, which obviously, you know, things like AI are not that modern, but certainly you can more quickly improve the probabilities of higher quality performance of the calves coming out of these cow-calf and ranch backgrounds by investing in things that are related to managing better the genetics of the herd.
Now, that is what you would call full vertical integration, all the way back to a consumer demand, to feedlot profitability, to cow-calf and seed stock success as well. Thank you again, Dr. Schroeder, for joining us and giving us that great recap of the seminar that went on at the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association meeting earlier this summer. Now, for more information or to see the presentation slides from any of those four panelists, please visit www.naiber.org/presentations. Again, that's www.naiber.org/presentations.
Thanks for joining us on QualityCast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.